We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Riverwind Casino, still the one. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Good-looking brisket. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It is time for Sooner Sports Talk, the Brent Venables Show. I'm Toby Rowland, and that handsome birthday boy is the Butkus Award winner, Teddy Lehman, everybody. Yay! Look at that. You got a gift.
Amazing.
The crowd sang to you tonight and
There's
everything.
There's a cake back there. I haven't had anyone celebrate my birthday in years. This is awesome.
Well, congrats. You're with family here, Teddy.
That's cool.
The cake's got a little teddy bear on it and everything.
That's
I love it. Yeah. How are you tonight, Ted?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
Other than the football game, how was your trip to West Virginia?
It was great, I guess. I mean, the weather was terrible.
We got some Italian food.
Had some Italian food on Friday night. I guess I can't complain too much.
Yeah. What about the football game?
I can complain about that. Yeah, it wasn't fun. It really wasn't fun. You know, we had countless opportunities to just take that game and win it and – you know, just couldn't come up with it for whatever reason, both on offense, defense, and special teams. We had missed field goals, you know, give up that fake punt, long kickoff return for special teams. You know, offensively, I just couldn't convert on third or fourth down. You know, had opportunities at layup touchdowns that we didn't capitalize on. You know, defensively, I thought defensively played really good for long portions of that game, forced two turnovers, forced a turnover on downs, a bunch of punts in there, three and out late, give our offense the ball back to a chance to go down and score and take a commanding lead. And, you know, that last drive was frustrating. Had opportunities to get off the field there. It was frustrating. It was.
Opening segment presented by Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. We talked about it in the last hour, but it just seems like the offense and the defense can't get on the same page. Like, one of them will have a good half, maybe even a good game, and the other one has a bad half or a bad game.
That's right.
They have not been able to put it all together on the same day yet.
And I don't know that there's anything that you can necessarily do to change that. It's just, you know, guys have to make plays whenever, you know, they present themselves. And I think that's two games in a row where the defense – how many turnovers we force against Baylor? Two or three?
Yeah, that's right. I think we got –
three and a turnover.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe. And we didn't get anything out of those. And then West Virginia, two turnovers and no points out of those. That's – you've got to capitalize. When you get free possessions, you've got to be able to go in and at least put three on the board. But typically, you'd like to turn that free possession into a touchdown.
I think we got three. We turned it over three times and got one pick against Baylor. But your point is a good one. There have been a lot of forced turnovers of late. Here you see the defense. Boy, you're right, Ted. They played really well in the first half of that game. Felt like they deserved a two-score lead at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know, force those two turnovers. And a turnover on downs, I believe, was all in the first half and a bunch of punts. And, you know, West Virginia got a spark whenever they went to Green, the backup quarterback that's, you know, he's really athletic. He can run around. He made some great plays. You know, and just there you go. You see that sack that had a face mask in there. You know, that some of that stuff is going to happen, but – you know, just too many opportunities to get off the field, and we couldn't do it late. It was tough.
Okay, a couple of things to let you know about. One, Bedlam, of course, coming up this Saturday is at 6:30. We also found out today that the Texas Tech game, the regular season finale, will also be a 6:30 kickoff a week from Saturday out in Lubbock. Sooner Nation, the Oklahoma Blood Institute will be on campus Monday, November 14th. That's today through Friday, November 18th. Come out to donate or text OBI4OU to 999-777 for more information on OBI.org. It's the Fall Bedlam Blood Drive. Sooners and Cowboys competing this week in the Bedlam Blood Drive. Get out and donate and help the Crimson and Cream. We've been told Coach Venable still wrapping up practice. So Teddy and I got you here for a while. They're working on a few things. Coach will be alongside in just a little bit. We're going to turn our sights toward Bedlam, and I got some listener questions for you coming in tonight as well. We'll hit some of those when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Stay with us, everybody.
Hot this November is at Riverwind.
With so many ways to win on over 2,800 of your favorite games.
With some of the best dining and drink options around.
It's easy to see why we're OKC's number one casino.
It's time to come to Riverwind.
For over 60 years, Mathis Brothers has proudly served Oklahoma with the largest furniture selection at the lowest prices every day. Now we're changing to serve you better. Introducing Mathis Home, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics. Honored to carry on a tradition of excellence in partnership with the University of Oklahoma. We're committed to providing the best shopping experience and the best value to every customer. Come see why we're your furniture leader at Mathis Home.
What makes a masterpiece? The virtuoso understands all acclaimed creativity comes through intelligence in design. So does the brain power behind Phlogistics. Our systems, like Logix PLC and Flux, came from continuing, day after day, improvement upon improvement. This is where brilliance and artistry unite. Flogistics, it's always been about mastery in the details.
Old Trapper Beats.
Oh,
one
go.
Upping.
I'm a big Old Trapper fan.
Not bigger than me. I love Old Trapper.
I love how tender it is.
Don't forget the wood smoke flavor.
What about the clear bag?
That shows you exactly what you're getting.
Savory beef.
Quality ingredients. I'm their biggest
fan.
Old Trapper, what's your beef? The official beef jerky of the Big 12.
Will you sign my bag and my tattoo?
I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. Being a physician, it was quite a shock. Curiously, my doctor in San Francisco says, but why are you coming to see me in San Francisco? The top prostate cancer urologist in the whole world is right there in Oklahoma City. It had not been for the care I received, then I probably wouldn't be alive today.
The new season just dropped. Enter the Big Dinner Box from Pizza Hut. Two pizzas, breadsticks, and wings all in one box. You'll run out of episodes before you run out of food. The Big Dinner Box, only from Pizza Hut. No one out beats the Hut.
Pizza Hut's stuffed crust is the crust that made crust good. Topped and stuffed with over a half pound of cheese. What are you so afraid of? Loving it? Original stuffed crust, only from Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut.
I'm Noble McIntyre, and I grew up in Burns Flat, Oklahoma, formerly the Clinton Sherman Air Force Base. I know firsthand how military operations can pollute the surrounding communities. Camp Lejeune is one such community. If you lived at Camp Lejeune prior to 1988 and have been diagnosed with cancer, Parkinson's disease, or other serious medical conditions, you could be entitled to compensation. Nearly 1 million people were potentially affected. If you believe you were, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. We will fight for you.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, a proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Riverwind Casino, still the one. Orthodontics Exclusively, the number one orthodontics office in Oklahoma. And the Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank talks all things Sooners. New episodes drop nearly every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's. And please help us welcome now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Brent Venables, everybody. Howdy, coach.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you tonight, sir?
Yeah, good. Doing good.
Very good. Very good. How'd things go tonight? Practice?
Yeah, practice was good. Yeah, and they're still going on, finishing up right now. Again, got a good mindset heading into this week. It's Bedlam. So who couldn't get excited for this? There's a lot of on the line this week, just like every week. But this week is special for a lot of guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to talking to you about Bedlam and maybe some of your memories there. But first off, just your thoughts back now on 23-20 up in Morgantown.
Yeah. You know, first of all, you know, anything that happens on that field, you know, whether it's offense or it's defense or it's kicking game, it's a missed field goal, it's a drop pass, it's a missed tackle, it's a misfit, it's a fake punt run on you, it's a false start. Every single thing that happens on that field is my responsibility. You know, if it's going on, it's my responsibility, and it's my responsibility to get it fixed. And I'm either coaching it or I'm allowing it. So all of it begins and ends with me. That's first and foremost. And you know, it was you know, kind of a funky game, as we all know. We let a team that was limping coming in hang around, and you know, the stove got hot and we got burned, and you know, won the turnover margin by two. You know, we won the rushing battle you know, really handily, and five times we're in plus territory and come up with no points off the two turnovers. We get no points. You know, we're one of 13 on third and fourth downs. missed two field goals. Again, our penalties that we had six, they had five. Our six were really unfortunate penalties, you know, whether it's taking 7 points off the board and, you know, you're losing 4 points there and having to kick a field goal because we're a little too far down the field, or, you know, we're offsides twice. You know, once gives them, you go from 4th and 15 to get an interception, and they take the interception off the board, and then they illegally hit us, and then they take the flag and they pick it up. Should have been 4th and 25. They dropped that, the ball there. And but it should have been a dead ball penalty and been 4th and 25. But, you know, got a freshman in there, and he jumps off sides. And, you know, the issue isn't jumping off sides. You got to get back, you know. And so they go on to score on that drive. And then we have another, you know, third short that we jump off sides. We actually lined up off sides. And, you know, they score three on that penalty. And we have a face mask call, you know, on 2nd and 10. It would have been 3rd and 22 with the sack. It would have been 3rd and 22. And so instead of that, and again, that's an effort play. Another freshman making an effort play. You can live with an effort play, but you got to take a little better angle to get the quarterback so you're not reaching. And so that's a fundamental thing too. And so that's a 27-yard turnaround. You take off the sack yardage, you add the 15 yards, and now it's 1st and 10, and they score a touchdown on that drive as well. And then we give up the fake field goal, or the fake punt, rather. Another second half, we gave up two touchdown drives in the second half, the first one I just spoke about. And then we get off the field again on 4th and 4 and got our return unit out there, and we had a fake defense with the return unit, and we just over pursue, and a guy cuts it back and gets it by a yard, and so they keep the ball and they go down and they score, you know, on that drive as well. But just really, I thought the longer we let, you know, them hang around, you know, the better they got. And, you know, instead of 23-6, you know, worst case scenario, 23-6, you know, at half, you know, it's 12-6, and you know we drop a wide open, you know, touchdown, hits us right in the hands, and you know we had some other errors that, you know, from guys that haven't, you know, done some of those things, you know, maybe they deserve, you know, a little bit of grace because they've got great track record, but you know, we give up just before half, after really dominating them on defense the whole first half. You know, we had fit a couple of kickoffs really well, and we go and we come inside the block instead of splitting the block like we're supposed to and like we had on two previous kickoffs, and they run it up the sideline for 42 yards, and now it's they got a minute to go, and they're at the 47. And then they got a screen. We literally just went over, all right, here's what they're going to do. They're going to jailbreak screen to boundary. They're going quarterback draw, and then they're going to run verts. And they ran two of those, you know, went right down the field. We got blocked, you know, and so really unfortunate. It's a game that, you know, it's tough to take because there's all different types of inches all over the field. And just you take this inch and this inch or this one inch, and it's probably a different outcome. But there's a handful of them that, you know, the blame goes all over the place. It starts again with me and our coaches. You know, we gotta get more out of our guys, and we can't make some of the mistakes that we made. And we get again 5 times we were in plus territory. We come away with 0 points. You deserve to lose, and you go 1 of 13 on 3rd and 4th downs. You deserve to lose, and you're gonna lose. It's not a matter if you're gonna lose. It's a matter how much by you're gonna lose. So, you know, we couldn't ever get in any kind of great rhythm. You know, we ran the ball really, really well on offense, but when we had to run it, we couldn't. And, you know, our first drive of the game offensively, our second drive of the game, we go down and, you know, we get to 3rd and 9 and we almost throw a pick. Backside safety comes over and he probably should have caught it. And so last thing we're going to do there is our most consistent guy all season has been Zach Schmidt. So We kick a field goal, 54-yarder, and it comes up a half yard short. And he hits it right down the middle and, you know, barely comes up short. So, and then another one where, you know, he hits the upright. But he's been outstanding all year. And, again, the inconsistently we were playing, you know, on offense, you know, try to rely on, you know, some field position and, you know, in the kicking game. So, bad timing, you know, for, again, a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about, you know. So, but you get right back and you go right back at it. You're committed to doing things a certain way. And winners fight and compete. And these guys, that's who they are, you know. Whether a lot of people in this profession, you get judged by your wins and losses. But, again, the, you know, these guys are hungry. They're pissed. They want to win, and again, a lot's on the line this week. So that's where our focus is now.
I wanted to ask you about, and this isn't an excuse. Obviously, there's plenty of other opportunities out there, but you mentioned the penalty on the interception in the end zone, and I agree with you, your interpretation that it should have been 4th and 25 as a dead ball. To me, the only other way to interpret it is the knee's not down, but he's still giving himself up. It's still – that way
Let
it's just not
this.
A dead ball.
How about if a quarterback's going down?
Yeah,
why is he treated any different than a quarterback?
Exactly. That's what I don't understand. Was there ever any explanation offered as to why that wasn't a penalty?
Well, they can't review it. They can't review it. So they say. They said that, you know, he wasn't down yet. So, yeah, so –
Well, he actually is down.
They actually call it that he wasn't, you know, or that he was down. And
but as soon as you start to give yourself up, you're down.
No,
it's you're already down by rule. So, I don't know. That was just frustrating. Like I said, it's not an excuse because there are plenty of other opportunities to win the game. But you just hope that something like that doesn't, you know, end up being as pivotal as it was throughout. So, yeah.
Well, again, we need to play better in all the other areas, which is what you're alluding to, so it doesn't come down to something like that at the end of the day.
Any update on Justin Broyles?
Yeah, he's running around. He actually has a pretty good chance he's going to play.
Really?
Yeah. he got a lot of guts and courage. But it was a hyperextended knee.
Okay.
And I think if anybody ever hyperextended your knee?
Yeah.
Me neither. But I've watched a number of guys through the years. You have,
yeah.
And it's a scary thing. Your bone's not used to doing that.
First
so
thing
when
you
it
think
happens,
is ACL.
Yeah, when it happens, it's there's a shot of pain, is what I'm told, and then there's some action going on down there. You know, don't know exactly what, but it ain't good, and so that it's going the way it shouldn't go. And so, thankfully, structurally,
wow.
Everything's great. And, you know, he probably could have gone tonight. And he's running around out on the field coaching everybody tonight. So,
I thought it was an Achilles the way he was acting.
Yeah.
Because there's like a delayed.
Yeah, I thought
it was. Like the sniper shot from, he went down. We couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah. So, thankfully, it looks like even if he weren't able to play for some reason, this week, he's going to be fine.
By the way, we have never in the history of this show brought up an injury that Teddy hasn't had at some point or another. So,
is that true?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We got more with Coach Venables. We'll talk about Bedlam coming up here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Stay with us.
For over 131 years, the University of Oklahoma has been making an impact. It is a legacy of excellence, a legacy defined by courage and determination, a legacy of champions, both on and off the field. And we're not done yet. From big wins to bigger discoveries, we're advancing Oklahoma, the nation, and the world. Because at the University of Oklahoma, we change lives.
This is what you've trained for. Sun up to sun down. And at the end of the day, all that hard work pays off. Because when you put forth the effort, the drive, the dedication, you become unstoppable. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Norman is driven to serve.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Alexa, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken itself. It is more than scrumptious. It is more than delicious. It is scrump-diddly-umptious. I know that's not a real word, but I love it.
The Trails Golf Club in Norman provides a friendly, casual golf experience for the entire family. The beautifully designed 18-hole championship course offers outstanding conditions, where new friendships begin and family relationships are strengthened. Play a great course that challenges and rewards all handicaps. Enjoy themed dining and social events. Programs and lessons from PGA professionals are available for all ages and skill levels. Call 405-360-1920.
Old Trapper Beef.
Oh,
one
go.
Upping.
I'm a big Old Trapper fan.
Not bigger than me. I love Old Trapper.
I love how tender it is.
Don't forget the wood smoke flavor.
What about the clear bag?
That shows you exactly what you're getting.
Savory beef.
Quality ingredients.
I'm their biggest fan.
Old Trapper, what's your beef? The official beef jerky of the Big 12.
Will you sign my bag and my tattoo?
Hello, sweet babies. Welcome to your new home. You have changed our life, and you may even change the world. And because of you, 2022 is the best year ever. Mercy has helped moms deliver babies for nearly 200 years. To find out how to welcome your baby at Mercy, visit mercy.net/OUBaby.
Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners is the oldest family-owned business in Norman, providing the highest quality garment care for 88 years. Check out our website, waldencleaners.com, and learn about our free home or office pickup and delivery service. Walden Cleaners, where the difference is quality.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Academy Sports and Outdoors, get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. The OU Fan Shop, the best place to gear up for game day, is shop.soonersports.com. And we want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the Varsity Network app and listen free. Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Toby and Teddy with you alongside Coach Venables. We got Bedlam coming up at 6:30 on Saturday night in Norman. Got a couple of fan questions for you. This is our Academy Sports and Outdoors question tonight from Drew England. Coach, during moments of adversity, who or what do you lean on, and what is the best advice you've been given when you faced adversity in your life?
Now, I've got lots of resources, and I'm a faithful person, so that's where it starts for me. And so there's lots of support when it comes foundationally for me there. And then it goes to my wife, mm-hmm. right? She's a rock star. She's pretty tough. And then I've got a great network of people. And you know, probably the best advice is just, you know, trust your instincts, trust your gut, trust your eyes, what you see. And then, you know, cooler heads prevail. So be poised, be patient, and think things through. Right? Things that you can't get back. Words, time, yep. and opportunity, right? So you want to be careful. There's life and death in the power of the tongue. So.
Good yep. advice.
Yeah.
I thought there was some good performances out there. Eric Gray, you know, I feel like we've said this every week. He's getting better and better and, you know, just continues, you know, a lot of times. He obviously blocked up real good, but some individual efforts out there, making yeah. guys miss, you know, pushing the pile. He's been excellent.
Yeah, the fastest to 1,100-plus yards rushing at Oklahoma since 2004, Adrian Peterson.
Wow.
Yeah, and obviously he leads the conference in rushing at just under yards per carry. I think he's around just under seven yards a carry. Just has been outstanding. I think that's sixth nationally, 6.7 yards a carry, and the second most by any Big 12 player this year was his 211 yards against West Virginia. But man, he was tough, and there was a couple of other that we pulled that if we had given it, he might score.
Yeah.
And we had it all hatted up just right. But, you know, he runs with patience. He runs with tremendous balance. He getting inside. He can get outside. He runs through a lot of trash. Makes a lot of people miss. Yards after contact have just been, you know, outstanding. And it'd be
the
nice to have him.
The workload's gone up, too.
Say it again.
His workload's gone up, too. I think he had 30 touches.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what he does. He usually does it well. So that's one part of what we're doing. We figured that out quickly, that, you know, he's always going forward. So he's been terrific.
A big statistical day for Danny Stutzman. 14 tackles, had the pick, was in there on a sack as well. I know you well enough to know that probably he was not in the right place sometimes, but that's a big day for him.
Yeah, he did have a probably and particularly the first half, he's getting better. Like, he's really making improvement. And you saw him make some really confident, aggressive, explosive plays and just playing with better discipline. And, again, you guys, it's his 10th start in college.
Yep.
So, and he had to learn a brand-new defense. This is last year don't count, you know. And then he spent most of the year hurt last year. So he had to learn a new defense and learning how to play linebacker. And, I love the trajectory of where he's going. And he played 90-some snaps. You know, the other guy behind him is a true freshman, you know, that is going to be a good player in time. But, you know, he's learning how to manage his time right now, how to come in and watch extra film on his own and be detailed to get just – didn't the very basics, just get lined up and survive. As you saw, you know, West Virginia's jump, trade, shift, motion, they're all over the place. They got 9 guys in the boundary, then they got 10 guys in the field, and then they got guys going everywhere. So, and that's to try to confuse our guys and, you know, get them to play on their heels. And I thought our guys played very aggressive, particularly the first half. And again, you know, there's 2 drives in the second half that touchdown drives. You know, we get the 2nd and 10. And we get the sack, and then we get the face mask. You know, it's 3rd and 23. We got a great chance to get off the field. So another opportunity to get off the field there And then we come back the next drive, and we get him. We got off the field, you know, third and four, incomplete, and we get off the field. Punt return comes up, and they give up the fake field goal. We got to go back. So those were the two touchdown drives in the second half. And so it's easy to say, well, you know, they give up these two long touchdown drives. Well, there's a lot that goes into that. And at the end of the day, that's the result. But there's always a story. Sometimes the story isn't the story that you want to tell, like Baylor, like just, you know, making you like it, you know, giving it to you, and you can't do nothing about it. This week wasn't that. And, you know, as you look at West Virginia, some look at their record and say, oh, they're ranked, they're not the best team. And one part of their game that was good is their offense. And their offense was very good, and particularly at home, averaging 40 points a game and have excellent receivers and, you know, good line play, really good running back. 24 came back for the first time. He had missed a few games, and he's a big deal. He's a really good back. And so I always, you know, there's always look at it, you know, sometimes what, you know, ends up on a stat sheet or, you know, you get frustrated that group's still out there. There's always a story. How can you – what happened? And so for us today, we literally played a lot of – there's like a 25-play cut, offense, defense, and the kicking game. We all took turns to look how this kickoff return got them all charged up the minute to go. You know, we misfit. That's why you got to split the double team and knock the outside guy back so that there's not this huge running lane. And next thing you know, you give them a short field. Or, again, hey, we have the ball. Here it is. Five different times we got a short field, and we don't capitalize. We get no points off of turnovers. We turn the ball over on downs. We miss a couple of field goals. And just like that, you lose a game by a, you know, a field goal. So there's you hit it on the head. There's, you know, there are signs of growth and progress. Nobody probably wants to hear that, you know, because you lost the game, and that's true. But, you know, there's progress, you know, that was made. You know, not everybody, not, and certainly the most important thing is winning. But as we're building this the right way, you know, it's, you know, there's some signs that things were going in the right direction.
I disagree with you. I do think people want to hear that. Like, I think that you've coached great defenses, the best defenses.
For a long time.
Do you see in the Danny Stutzmans and the Billy Bowmans and the Ethan Downs, these are all sophomores, young guys, the building blocks of what can be a great defense going
on? No, it's what it takes. I think foundationally you have some pieces, and we've got to continue to improve guys. You know, this is, again, a developmental game, and, you know, the progress is definitely not happening as fast as you want. We've been incredibly inconsistent this year. So you got to coach them better. You know, you got to put them in better position. You know, there's all these things, you know, it always starts with the coach first. And, you know, whether you're, you know, if you're really successful, it's because your players are great, you know. But if they're not doing well, then it starts with the coach. And then the player has responsibility part of it too, you know, to do the things right, you know, trust his training and, you know, go through a pre-snap process and how you play well. And again, we've shown signs of it. We've had some excellent games, and then we've had some really poor games as well. And so, you know, I don't like saying, you know, that's all part of it, but there is a process, you know, and sometimes it happens faster than others. Every team in the country is not the same, you know. Mm-hmm. Every roster is not the same. Every quarterback's not the same. Every schedule's not the same. So all I would say is, and I'm not – you know, this is a game, again, to me, we should have won and won handily. But this conference from top to bottom is not a forgiving conference. And, you know, our margin for error already is really small right now. And so, you know, when we make some of these, you know, mistakes, whether it's mental or physical, it's going to be magnified tenfold right now. We just don't have something to cover up something. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have that. There's, you know, we don't have a – you know,
Kyler Murray out there. To
well,
go
whatever.
Run
yeah, and that's a real thing. I've benefited. Yeah. You know, before maybe it's like we're in the worst call ever, but this freak over here, you know, makes a crazy play. You know, it's like, oh my God. You know, that's happened a lot. You know, or the other side of the ball, you can't get out of your own way, you can't stop them, but man, they can't stop that other side either. And so, it's gone both ways. You know. And, you know, right now, that's not where we're at. It's just not. So, but we, to me, it's all about us, you know, and how we can be at our best. And so I asked the guys today, you know, we say best is the standard. Do you want me to, should I, you know, should we rename it? And, you know, I is the standard, or is it, you know? And this really has to do with a lot more internal things, you know. It's maybe somebody, you know, showing up late for the punt return unit, or somebody running on the field late for the field goal unit, or, you know, dropping a wide open, I'm wide open and it hits me right in the hands, or, you know, we run the wrong route because we're looking at the wrong signal guy, you know. So, you know, that's not the focused intensity that we're talking about. These are just, you know, things that we can control, you know. And so, you know, if that's, again, go back to the locker room, you know, go in there, you know, and I took pictures before we left. And, you know, it's all the little things. Anybody that runs a family, you know, raises kids, you know, the discipline, you know, that it takes. And
what do you mean you took pictures of the locker room? Like,
well, I'm just saying there's like
– they left, you know, some stuff around.
Yeah, you got a trash can here, and then there's trash on the outside of the can, you know, laying on the ground. And like somebody literally threw it over there, saw it not go in there, and then we didn't go over and pick it up. And, again, that's going to be our standard, you know. And so just little things, you know, nothing malicious. We've got a bunch of good guys, you know, but all those little things matter, you know. And so – I could promise you this, I'm not growing weary, you know, and those are the things it takes as well, you know. And then again, leadership, the coaches shouldn't be anybody. The players got to, you know, they got to hold each other accountable first and foremost. And there's got to plenty of guys that are trying. We got to get more and more guys, you know, to do that, you know, to keep it out of the coaches, lap, if you will. And so, but that also is, as you're developing things, never happens as fast as you want either. Yeah. And again, nothing malicious, but just like the game, it's this little thing here, it's that little thing there. And at the end of the day, that's all of that is my responsibility to teach it, to coach it, to nurture it, to correct it, to demand it, to fix it, all of it, you know, all, you know, begins, you know, and ends with me. And I like it like that, you know. So, you know, you just keep hammering away, and you know, it might make progress here. And just you know, just like, again, if you got a family, right, these two over here are doing it just right, and these two over here, and their academics over here is falling to the wayside, or relationships over here are kind of wacky, and these two over here are doing it right, and then you fix these two, and then something happens over here, right? And you're just, yeah, like it's nonstop when you're dealing with, you know, people. And, you know, and that is what I told the, you know, the players, you know, that, you know, what I want our guys is to care about this place when they're gone, you know. And I'm really talking, I had 32 guys in our senior council. Some of them, there's a couple of them that will probably be back, but I meet with them a couple times a week. And, you know, I want them to understand that you're leaving your mark by how you do what you do. And so, yeah, you're disappointed and you don't have that record's not going to be reflective of it, but all your work, your relationships, your leadership, you know, the things that you just, I know it's hard. Being a leader's hard. And you, sometimes you don't feel like you're making the progress, or people are tone deaf to what you're asking, you do, but you just keep going back and you keep leading anyway. Right? You know, leadership can be very lonely. But when you got it right, and as we had one of our really good leaders today, it's like, hey, when I stand up in front of the team and I say, hey, man, we need to do this right, we need this right, we need to make sure we ain't doing that. And I'm like, all right. And he starts looking around. You know, you need to have 8 or 10 other cats jump up and say, you're exactly right. I got your back. I got something to say. And here's what that is. But right now it's pretty quiet, you know. You got a couple of guys here and there, and everybody else is pretty quiet. And then the comment was, you know, last year it was exactly like this, the same thing. And so we gotta continue. That's a part. Mm-hmm. That's not all of it, but that's a part. And I know a lot of guys care. Again, just some guys just aren't real comfortable, you know. And you know, my response to them is, yeah, sometimes it's, you don't have to be the guy that always has the right words to say, but you got the right body language. You know, you go dap him up, you know, you say, hey, man, what he said, you know, that's enough. Then you step back out. Like, and so as you were developing leadership, that's what it you know, I'm chasing around some freshmen. You know, they're getting on the bus and they're being silly, or they're on the phone, or coach is going over halftime adjustments, and I come up from behind. I'm always looking on the peripheral. I've always been that way because I know the guys in the front are paying attention. I want to see who ain't paying attention in the back. You don't worry about the 60% of your guys that are freaking totally bought in. They'll always be bought in. You go focus on that. There's about 10%, 12% that you really, you know, they have no interest in being there, and you're not going to worry about them. It's really that other, whatever the other percentage is that I have, like 25%. But honestly, this is, you got to focus on that 28% and helping expedite that growth, because pretty soon they're going to be that 60%. You know, those guys are going to, a lot of those guys are going to be leaving. And, you know, and that's my challenge to the coaches too. Like, I can't be the only one that has this sense of desperation to get this freshman to act like a third-year player, you know, to have that accountability. And I'm just talking about pay attention, you know. Why are you in the back being silly? You know, nothing, again, malicious, but lack of focus, you know, don't think I'm going to get in, you know, that kind of a mindset. And so I'm trying to change all of that, you know. And we're making progress, you know. But some of those same guys that, you know, might be kind of unintentionally not really focused and locked in because they're not the guy right now, they're also, they're having to play some kind of a small role. And next thing you know, they got kickoff team and they're not right there,
yeah.
You know. And I'm like, you getting on the plane, you're starting on one unit, okay? You're starting on one unit. You're going halfway across the country to get on one unit, and then when your one opportunity, your first opportunity comes, and you're not ready, you don't have your helmet. By the way, I forgot. How did you forget? But you know, when you're playing young guys too, that's part of it too.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We got one more segment with Brent Venables when we come back here at Rudy's.
To try it first.
Fowler Auto Group is proud to be a part of your community, where our passion and values lie far beyond the show. We believe that families, sports, art, and culture are at the heart of every thriving community. And it's important to us that we help build the communities that our dealerships call home. Stop by any of our 6 Oklahoma dealerships to see the Fowler standard hard at work. We pride ourselves on being friendly, helpful, honest, and fair. That is what drives us every day. Fowler Auto Group, a proud partner of OU Athletics.
There are a great many things that can be found on the road. The giant blue whale in central Oklahoma. Musicians in search of that perfect melody. You'll even discover the center of the universe. You'll find stories of lives led, challenges met, and men who race pigeons. They're all out there waiting to be discovered. All you have to do is follow the road. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
For nearly 20 years, you've trusted Air Comfort Solutions with all your AC needs. Now you can rely on our licensed staff of plumbers, too. Right now, you can see our expert plumbers in action with $50 off any plumbing repair. Or let us clean any of your drains for $129. Call us today at 405-721-3740 or visit aircomfortsolutions.net. Air Comfort Solutions, where service is in the air.
I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. Being a physician, it was quite a shock. Curiously, my doctor in San Francisco says, "But why are you coming to see me in San Francisco? The top prostate cancer urologist in the whole world is right there in Oklahoma City." It had not been for the care I received, then I probably wouldn't be alive today.
Posing, replace eating, At Taco Mayo, we don't know what foodstagramming is, but we know all about value. On our classic value menu, we've got Mayo favorites at throwback prices every day. Crispy tacos, potato locos, mouth-watering bean burritos, and more. Wanna pose with your food? Go to Paris. Wanna eat it? Head to the Mayo. The classic value menu from Taco Mayo. Not for posers.
I need to try it first.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for more information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Mathis Home, and Devon Energy. OU's 2022 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show. And Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. All right, welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Last segment with Coach B. Teddy, what do you got for Coach?
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask, you know, the NIL stuff's become, you know, a major part of the landscape. It's kind of happened quickly, kind of came out of nowhere, and we're off and running. How important has that been for you guys to try and keep up with that and keep pace with what's going on in the rest of the country?
Yeah, well, without having a plan, we would have no chance whatsoever. Not with some of the level of players that we're trying to recruit and guys that it takes from a difference maker standpoint right now. And again, nothing that is egregious, but something that is you know, competitive. You know, a lot of the and I haven't had a whole bunch of conversations about NIL with recruits and their families, but it does come up with a few, and you got to have a, you know, a concrete plan. It's, for me, it's an opportunity. First and foremost, our number one part of our NIL is our sole mission in holistic development in education, the value of education. You know, that's the number one purpose of our program, is to graduate our players. And I don't want our players to ever, you know, be so focused on the money that they lose sight of all the development that takes place when you go to college. And so that's education, that's growing from boyhood to manhood, that's learning in the value of, you know, work ethic and stick-to-itness and commitment and, you know, the highs and lows of that journey. But this is an opportunity for us to educate as well. Part of the NIL is to educate our guys financially, to educate them and how to be mindful of their money, and certainly investment opportunities and how to, you know, tax litigation and things of that nature. And then again, how to build a brand and take advantage. You got a small window. I think it's a wonderful thing for these players to finally, for the first time, to be able to you know, benefit off their name, image, and likeness. I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, I had to get student loans. Even when I got on scholarship, I couldn't get anything from home. So I know the value of having some money in the pocket, making a little money while you're in school, buy some clothes, have a car, pay for insurance, gas, all that kind of stuff. You know, and some families are like, look, we love Oklahoma, you know, but these other schools, you know, give, you know, opportunity for us to have a nest egg, you know, for Johnny when he after he graduates, whether he goes to the NFL or, you know, pursues life, he's got a nice little nest egg to, you know, get started off the right way. And so there's a window of opportunity because of the rules that allows that to happen. And so you know, whatever opportunities that there are, I think it's a great thing. And I think it's I think mentally you have to have, you know, a plan. I love the idea of something that, you know, where all of our players can benefit to some degree, you know, as opposed to just your star quarterback or your star defensive end. I think it's great that, you know, that, you know, there's a place where, you know, we have a little bit for everybody. And then again, there's a marketplace also. It's a very real marketplace. Yeah. And so, you know, the better the player, the more of the face of the right. program in any particular. And some guys do a better job. And so there's this branding part of it as well. And they can co-brand with the University of Oklahoma. So you're talking about a Jordan brand, the OU logo. That's a worldwide.
Good deal for the kids.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Great deal. Coach, great stuff from you tonight. We look forward to hearing more about the showdown with the Cowboys at your press conference tomorrow.
All right.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, thanks,
Brent Venables, everybody.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you.
For 60 years, Mathis Brothers has proudly served Oklahoma with the largest furniture selection at the lowest prices every day. Now we're changing to serve you better. Introducing Mathis Home, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics. Honored to carry on a tradition of excellence in partnership with the University of Oklahoma. We're committed to providing the best shopping experience and the best value to every customer. Come see why we're your furniture leader at Mathis Home.
Oklahoma Athletics is proud to announce our community cornerstone partnership with Valorado Group, OG&E, OU Health, and Coca-Cola. With their support and partnership, we have been able to increase STEM education opportunities to Oklahoma public schools, donate over 1,500 pounds of school supplies and food to Oklahoma families, and have raised over $50,000 for the OU Children's Hospital. We are thankful for their continued commitment to support Oklahoma communities through this partnership.
This is a Whataburger table tent. An orange and white trophy for your made-to-order burger. It means we cook your meal up fresh. And don't get up, because we'll bring it right to you. So if you're looking to sit down and celebrate the fact that you left it all on the field, we've got your number. Whataburger, just like you like it.
We're in the hospitality industry. We're here to take care of people, and in the day-to-day and hustle and bustle, we need to remember that it's about creating experiences for people. Taking care of people, anticipating their needs, knowing what they want before the guest wants or needs it, is really ingrained in us from day one.
I love the fun, upbeat, energetic atmosphere of Red Rock. I love coming to work every single day.
Red Rock brand associates itself with wonderful guests. Attention to detail is in everything we do. Our goal is not only to meet that, but exceed that.
The place to stay hot this November is at Riverwind.
With so many ways to win on over 2,800 of your favorite games.
With some of the best dining and drink options around.
It's easy to see why we're OKC's number one casino.
It's time to come to Riverwind.
I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. Being a physician, it was quite a shock. Curiously, my doctor in San Francisco says, "But why are you coming to see me in San Francisco?" The top prostate cancer urologist in the whole world is right there in Oklahoma City. It had not been for the care I received, then I probably wouldn't be alive today.
Thank you.
The new GMC Sierra. Premium and capable. That's professional grade.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Fowler Auto Group, OG&E, Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch. Big 12 report brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU. There you see what happened last week. K-State rolled, TCU still unbeaten. We see Texas Tech in 2 weeks. They got a win over Kansas, and the Cowboys are coming to town. Last segment here with Butkus. Want to ask you about OSU. We got Bedlam 6:30 on Saturday night. You've seen OSU a lot this year. What's the test here?
Well, obviously, a totally different animal when Spencer Sanders is playing quarterback for him. And how healthy he is, we don't know. But you have to assume that he's going to be out there ready to play, ready to make plays. And, you know, the biggest threat with him is when he gets outside the pocket and creates with his legs. That's always been what makes him really dangerous. Running game's not quite what it was a year ago, but they're still – able to run the ball well, but they've thrown it more, a little bit more this season, and I'm not sure exactly why that is, but they've put it on Spencer Sanders' arm a little bit more, a little bit, you know, he's got that experience factor that you just can't recreate. And defensively, defensive line's a strength of that defense, still really solid. Again, not what it was a year ago, but still really solid, led by that defensive line. If you don't get those guys blocked up, they can make it really difficult on you.
Feel like the potential is, though, to make plays through the air against them?
Perhaps? I feel like we can make plays on the ground, through the air. It's just a matter of guys being able to capitalize on those opportunities. We've had plenty of opportunities throughout the last couple of weeks. We just got to grab it and go out there and execute.
Game kicks off at 6:30. That means we'll have pregame coverage for you on the Sooner Radio Network starting at 4:30. Chris Plank and Gabe Eichard will join us for that. And we'll be right back here next week for the Huddle and Sooner Sports Talk at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We'll see you then. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.